Thank you so much. It is currently 53 degrees at WKOK.
On the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here at the Anchor Desk. And thank you all so much for joining us. Super glad to see everybody on the radio. It's 7:44 in the morning here on WKOK. We got the Rogue Report coming up shortly, so we'll be revisiting that very shortly. In the studio with us now, Holly Beck is here. You'll know her as the mother of the young Hunter Reynolds that died in that crash, boy, several weeks ago now. It's time's marching on slowly, I bet, in that house. Vibrant young fifth grader that seemed to have had just a tremendous impact on people that only met him for a very short time and has had an impact on people that didn't know him but have gotten to know him since then. So we're going to talk to Holly. So thank you so much for coming in. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Yeah, really do appreciate it. And Tim Cresswell is here. Folks know him as a contractor around here. They may or may not know that when he wears that motorcycle vest around at work, that's the real deal. He is vice president of the Penitent Souls Motorcycle Club around here. More than a dozen, but less than two dozen real active members, but they're going to do a ride this weekend, and they want you to join them if you are a rider. So, Tim, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us, Mark.
Oh, I really appreciate that. I just think what you're doing is super. I'll start out with Holly. There are a few people around here that weren't familiar with this young, vibrant boy. So just tell us the kind of young man he was. Seems to have made a big impact on folks.
Hunter was loved sports, any type of sport. You know, he loved watching NBA, Golden State Warriors, watching the Phillies, Green Bay. He could sit and talk stats with anybody. You know, he was going to be a sports announcer one day, just like Kirk Herbstreit. When he played, he hustled. He wanted to be the best on the court, but he also had a heart of gold. If somebody wasn't, you know, doing the best, he would help them out on the court. Just everybody's friend. He got along with everybody. He would chat with anybody that he met. You know, we'd go anywhere and he would just hold a conversation. He was not backwards.
And you have made sure that he died in a traffic accident February 27th. You have made sure that this outpouring, this tremendous ripple effect of outpouring and support and just hope for everybody else and remembrance, some activity that he stayed.
After the opened up and the donations just kept pouring in, people locally doing fundraisers that I had no idea. So we decided that we wanted to do the Art and Hustle Foundation. We were just working on all the legality part of it, but do scholarships to a senior at Warrior Run with those funds. But we are also going to help local families in need of, say, like if somebody can't afford a pair of football cleats or wrestling shoes, like say with football, that we'll get with the Heartland football coaches and meet with all them, and then they will say, oh, we have this kiddo that can't afford, you know, football cleats, and we'll help out in that way. It's all going to be sports oriented.
All right, yeah, making sure that young athletes in sports get help, nurtured, follow up equipment, whatever happens. A long time's Tim Cresswell, he is a contractor, so he could be working 24/7, including Saturdays, but he said, no, I'm going to actually help pull together a benefit concert, and I'm going to take a Saturday off. And Tim, how'd you get involved, this idea of really helping to spread this word?
Well, it's the community that stood behind us. We were asked to do this, and of course, the community response that we got from people led us, and it hit us in our hearts to do something like this for a local boy with a tragedy that happened. So we stood up, and it's what the Penitent Souls Motorcycle Club does.
Yeah, tell me more about the club. Folks might not be familiar with that.
Yes, we are the Penitent Souls Motorcycle Club. We are a nonprofit organization. We were established in 2011. Flip Phillips is the president of the club. We have 15 really good men right now that stand behind us. We help several children now in many ways through the community support that we do have.
All right, and this club has done other things. So you've kind of stepped forward on previous occasions?
Absolutely. We help many children out, leading from back braces to just general support to gas cards for families to get from point A to point B. We help the Geisinger Children's Foundation with supplying them with toys for their all three floors of their facility.
What's a motorcycle club? Explain to what if folks aren't familiar with this this brotherhood. Motorcycles are how you get around, but really that's not the point.
Absolutely, Mark. A motorcycle club, and there's several different ones out there, and they have their own ways, but our general philosophy is to have the brotherhood between us, family-oriented, with related to kids and everybody getting together and just having a good time together. And our general way of doing stuff is to help children in need. And this tragedy that came along hit us deep in our hearts, and we love to do this.
So this Saturday, 11 a.m. is when the ride actually begins, right? So you want to get there X number of hours earlier?
Correct, Mark. The benefit is at the Christ Wesleyan Church. The registration for the motorcycle ride is from 9 to 11 a.m. 11 a.m., it's open to the public. The ride is at 363 Stom Road in Milton. The Christ Wesleyan Church opened their doors for us to have this function at, and we really appreciate them standing behind us. The ride is roughly a 55-mile ride, and it leaves at, again, 11, kickstands up at 11 o'clock. It's about an hour and 15-minute ride, and when we return, there's food trucks, Brewster's ice cream, original Italian pizza, and several different other ones. And there's inflatable for kids, basketball hoops. There's a candy machine donated by Magical Memories. We have a live and a Chinese auction and a DJ. So it's going to be a really good time, and we'd love to have the support of the community.
What happens when a fundraising motorcycle ride goes through a community? Folks may say, oh, I can hear them, you know, so that happens. But folks get the idea. You're signaling to the community that we're kind of pulling together as a whole town.
Absolutely. The community support, Mark, we have has been tremendous. The support of people behind the tragedy has been outstanding. The community and businesses have given an outpour of love and support, and the souls are really thankful for that. No matter what we ask for, the community and businesses are behind us 100%.
All right. Well, I don't have my Harley yet. My lovely bride has put the veto on it, but as soon as I can sneak that into the garage, I will be in the back of your rides.
Well, Mark, we would love to have you. If I have to, I'll find a sidecar for you.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, and I can do the four-wheeler. I have one of those.
We'd love to have you.
What do you think about this? Here's a bunch of guys. They didn't know you from Adam, and they said, oh, my God, we're going to raise money for this scholarship.
So emotional that, you know, they approached me, and I see all the effort that they're putting into this. You know, I've got to meet a couple of them. You know, I just said to Tim, I said, oh, it was beautiful yesterday. Did you go on a bike ride? Mm-hmm. He's like, no, they weren't. He was out fundraising. And it's indescribable. I mean, there's not enough thank yous to the Penitent Souls for what they're doing. You know, they're partnering, like I said, with Magical Memories. Just everybody that came together. I mean, I think it says a lot of who our son is or was. He just touched so many lives. But again, Tim didn't know him, but, you know, something told him to, you know, yeah, we're going to go ahead and do something, you know, for Hunter Beck Reynolds.
And you're able to get by through this and talk about it day to day. And we've had several phone conversations. And so, boy, just kudos to you for your strength to not only just make it day to day, but then to say, okay, this Memorial Scholarship, these other kids were going to benefit, these other athletic programs. So really, congratulations. The Hunter Reynolds Memorial Scholarship Benefit, wear your jersey that a lot of folks have seen around here. these T-shirts to support Hunter this Saturday. Opens to the public at 11 a.m. Registration for the motorcycles is 9 to 11, but 11 o'clock, kickstands go up. 60-mile or 55-mile ride. Food trucks, including Brewster's. We heard about them. Kids games, bounce houses, kids golf, build an eagle. What is that exactly? Do you know? Does anybody know?
Yeah. Magical Memories putting together where they stuff an eagle in memory of Hunter, and they put a jersey on him. Hunter played football and basketball, and the T-shirt represents that.
Oh, and the Warrior Run Eagles.
Defender Eagles.
Thank you. I got you. Okay. Thank you. That makes perfect sense now. All right. Craft vendors, music, a Chinese auction, the live auction at 2 p.m. The whole thing wraps up from at 6 p.m. So basically 11 to 6 for the public. Motorcycle riders get there early. They would just love to see you there. Anything else important to add here? Maybe make an invitation for folks to consider going this Saturday.
Yeah, I would urge anybody to come out to the event Saturday, even if you don't ride. There's going to be, the weather's going to be nice. So many people coming out. There's the Chinese auction. I mean, the stuff for the kids. I know personally I would love to see, familiar faces. Just a great turnout because, it's for Hunter.
Right, absolutely. And really, it's in Hunter's memory, but it's for the kids, and I think that's just a tremendous paying forward that you're doing, so kudos to you for that. Holly Beck, mother of Hunter, Tim Cresswell, a local contractor, vice president of the Souls, as he referred to them, the Penitent Souls Motorcycle Club around here. The benefit is this weekend. Facebook, the great place to find information on the Hunter Reynolds Memorial Scholarship Benefit. Thank you both so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Mark.
And just a reminder that August 13th this year at the Hughesville Fairground, we have a Children's Foundation benefit also. It's a ride and auction, a car show, music, wineries, and distilleries will be there. So look us up on the website. It's at the Lycoming County Fairgrounds. So we're glad to have everybody at that one also.
And again, Facebook, a good place to kind of clear get that information.
That is correct.
Fabulous. Sounds great. Penitent Souls Motorcycle Club, Tim Cresswell and Holly Beck.